This is Elizabeth Babalola and I'm practitioner dictating on date of service of 2/23/2022. Patient's last name is Carruthers, Carruthers. First name is Karen, Karen. Date of birth 3/31/1961. Patient is a 60-year-old female who presents with complaint of thumbs pain and left shoulder pain. She also desires prescription refill regarding her hypertension. She stated that the shoulder pain has been ongoing, the pains in her both hands and also shoulder have been ongoing for months. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, no cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient complain of left shoulder pain, bilateral hand and wrist pain. More intense around the thumb area. Physical exam, generally patients appears well-groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies. Patient denies any known drug allergies. Weight is 169 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 155/95, pulse temperature is 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rates and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient has point tenderness to bilateral wrist and the thumb area, over the joints in both hands, also point tenderness to the left shoulder. There's no swelling noted, no erythema evident. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, joint pains, multiple joints. Possible carpal tunnel syndrome, neuropathy, also hypertension. Patient had blood work for arthritis, general lab, CBC. With pending results, patient to return to clinic in 1 week to evaluate her symptoms and also for lab follow-up. Prescription given for lisinopril, 10 milligrams 1 PO QD, quantity 90, indomethacin, 50 milligrams 1 PO BID, quantity 28. Next patient. Last name is Johnson, first name is Gerald. Date of birth is 5/16/1955. Date of service is 2/23/2022. Patient is a 66-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding his lab work. He recently had some lab tests. Now we have the results. He denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any hair pain, denies any loss of hearing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, no cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 212 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 152 over 73, pulse is 78, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel time stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. The patient's lab results showed diminished vitamin C, no vitamin D deficiency, which will be treated this visit. All other lab results indicate normal limits. Patient has diagnosis type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, and seasonal allergies. Patient was given some Zyrtec over the counter about 20 sample tablets. Also given prescription for vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 POQ week, quantity 12. Patient scheduled for 3 months reevaluation and follow-up. Next patient, last name is Miles, M-I-L-E-S. First name is Jacob. Date of birth is 12/14/1988. Date of service is 2/23/2022. Patient is a 32-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding regarding his left knee. He said he fell into a ditch and fell backwards and now complain of left leg pain and swelling. He is requesting for x-ray review of the injury that happened last night. Patient is diabetic and is taking Ozempic at this time. Review of systems, HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain, no loss of hearing, no ear discharge, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 270.2 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 137 over 61, pulse is 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Neuro patient is alert and oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, left leg injury, pain in left leg, and type 2 diabetes. Person had an x-ray of his left leg with normal limits, contusion of the left leg. Indicated. Okay, patient's verbalized comprehension of the result and copy of his x-ray report given to him. Thank you.